But before that, we have a piece by David Clayton, who met a man for whom a model railway led to fulfilment of his wildest dreams with Hornby.
Trains. Trains. Triangle Hornby train sets. Triangle Hornby train sets. Triangle Hornby train
sets. How many times have you regretted selling something from your childhood that would now be worth a bob or two? Well, put me down for a Hornby 00 model train set. I so wished I'd hung on to it. But in 1964, the thing to have was a scalextric racing car layout, and by comparison, model trains were a bit old-fashioned. At least, that's my excuse now. I inherited the train set from my cousin Peter, who, being some 9 years older than me, had grown out of it. It was a family hand-me-down. Auntie Connie, my mother's sister, was in the habit of passing Peter's unwanted toys on to me. I acquired his old dinky cars too. Now we're both in our dotage, we've discussed this, and whilst he laughs about it, I rather think he'd like to have kept his toys, especially the splendid train set. The thing was, Peter's family had a bit of money compared to me and mine, so he had the best, and back in the 50s, when he was bought the Hornby train set, they were superbly made. The locomotive was called the Duchess of Montrose and painted green, with the coal tender behind. It was a 4-6-2, that's the wheel configuration if you didn't know, and came with two coaches, a guards van and some goods trucks. In addition, there was a level crossing, a station building, signals and a box girder bridge. Everything was metal, very sturdy and top-end quality. I enjoyed hours of playing with it set up in my bedroom. My sister occasionally joined in, but I was quite possessive and hated the interference into my make-believe railway adventures. The thing that tipped me over the edge towards a scalextric set was, of course, the ability for two players to race the cars. Someone else was vital rather than a nuisance. There was also something rather special and futuristic about cars running around freely, picking up their power from a slot in the track. If I'm honest, I did run the Duchess of Montrose around too fast just to see it crash. It was so well made, I don't think even the paint chipped. In contrast, electric cars crashing or spinning off were part of the fun. My mother spotted a second-hand scalextric for sale in the Great Yarmouth Mercury's classified ads, and the deal was the Hornby train set would be sold to pay for it. Over the years, I must have gone on about my regret at selling the train set to the point that early on in our marriage, my wife bought me another modern one as a fun birthday present. It was a laugh to reel of my childhood for a while, but the gift, while it was a lovely thought, wasn't on the scale nor the quality of the 50s vintage Hornby. Laurie Calvert did the opposite to me. He grew up in Essex, but now lives in the Great Yarmouth area. He was into things like Airfix models and then scalextric before finding model trains. I built over 400 models with my father, he tells me. I had them on shelves all around my bedroom and was in a constant battle with Mum about dusting them. These were the plastic aeroplane kits, and they were all carefully painted then displayed. Laurie was always fascinated by science fiction. He's 61 now, so was growing up during the 60s with wonderful series like Thunderbirds on television. Moving on to his late teens, Laurie and his friend Peter made up a big scalextric layout in the garden and raced their cars around, inspired by the fact Formula One races were now a regular fixture on the BBC. He had a go at making balsa wood gliders and then started building model rockets which launched high into the air. If all went well, they'd float back to Earth on a parachute. Meanwhile, the iconic Star Wars film had been released, which further fueled his fascination with science fiction. In the early 2000s, Laurie and his friends took part in a BBC TV series called Techno Games and won 3 medals with a rocket car they'd built. I also did Robot Wars. We had the only robot with a side flipper, he tells me with some pride. Laurie has always liked speed, so was attracted to a model of the Mallard, the streamlined steam locomotive that went the fastest ever in the late 30s. He bought it, then some track, more track to create an oval, then another oval, sidings and scenery. Before I knew it, I was infected, and for this there's no known cure, he laughs. It was all in my front room until I got a shed. It was around 2012 that he combined his two passions. I modified a Hornby Smokey Joe model train to make a sci-fi loco. I called it the Executor. This led to building a science fiction style layout and scenery, which Laurie christened the Cato Pass. It's an underground rocket base set on one of Jupiter's moons. The whole thing is about 6 feet by 2 feet. Some people have an aquarium in their front room. I have Cato Pass. He took it to model rail exhibitions, and it created quite a stir. There are some traditional model railway guys who hated it and just walked past, says Laurie, but it won loads of awards at these shows. He built some more futuristic scenes all around highly modified Hornby model trains. Over the decade or so, he's turned his modelling skills to trains and layouts. He's bought over 180 locomotives, although sold a few on, and built 25 different layouts, but not always on a sci-fi theme. Then, with a team of other modellers, Laurie took part in a TV programme called The Great Model Railway Challenge, building a sci-fi steampunk train and layout. Steampunk is inspired by and based around Jules Verne and Victorian steam machinery. The whole genre sports some weird and wonderful fashion designs too. Around this time, Laurie approached the Hornby Company about making a steampunk model for their range. It took a few years, but they came back to him, and in 2019, he designed 3 locos, 6 wagons, and a building. As part of the range of models, you can even get some tiny figures. A miniature Laurie Calvert in his steampunk costume is one of them. I have to pinch myself, he says, of his models produced by Hornby under their Bassett Loke brand. I'm so proud to have been asked and to be a small part of a company over 100 years old now, still going strong. A dream come true and a story to hopefully one day tell my grandchildren. He's about to create 2 more futuristic models based on his award-winning Cato Pass diorama. I love creating these fictitious worlds. I can immerse myself in them. I had to ask the inevitable question about grown-up men playing with trains, especially ones who started at the age of 50. Laurie chuckles. He's heard this one before and has an answer ready. Who wants to be grown up?
Villages, fields, a junction at Crewe. Main lines and sidings, a shunter or two. Freight trains and tankers, a great water tower. The Mallard, the Star. They've got some power. Power. Hornby. Hornby.
Thank you, David.